used to have a friend. Terrible to have friends like this. But he used to come over here and sit over at my dad's table. Two of them. One of them was a little bit kin to me, kind of dog water kin. And they'd sit there on the table, and at 7 o'clock, they'd walk to the telephone, and both of them would dial their house, wake their wives up, and say, it's time to go to work. Them two sorry scamps, they never did work. Now, woman, if you do that, you are stupid. Mama told me never use that word, and so I hope ain't nobody here does that. Amen. All right. But the Bible says that the word of God be not blasphemed. In other words, the Bible said, if you're not obedient to your husband will blaspheme the word of God. The Bible said, if you're not discreet, chaste, keepers at home, the word of God will be blasphemed. You say, Brother Wood, these heathens in these colleges and seminaries denying the word of God, you're just as bad as they are. They deny it in word, and you deny it in action. I have said the word of God will be blasphemed. So we find the word devout women. But in Genesis 24:65, we find the word modest women. This woman put a veil over her face. She is modest. She met her husband. Isn't it wonderful to meet a devout woman? Isn't it wonderful to meet a modest woman? Seems like we have trouble nowadays finding anybody that's modest. I tell you, I seen an old gal today, my wife. I believe somebody had formed a conspiracy with her to dehumanize women. And this gal got out, and I'm telling you, she had a band-aid on in reality, and she weighed about 260. I've never seen anything. And two old winos was leaning up against the post drunk, and they was dying laughing. I was laying over the car. That was the silliest, craziest, mixed up thing I've ever seen in all my life. This woman looked like she had a handkerchief on. That's the honest truth. She had a handkerchief on, and she weighed about 260. She was corn fed. She weighed 300.